Okay, we're holding in Sif Zayin. Let's start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Im Nivla Isur Muat, Lesoich Kli Kosher, if a little bit of Isur gets absorbed into a kosher Kli, Im Davkin Shal Isur Kli, Lishtamish Boi B'Shefa, Heter, if the norm is to use this Kli with a lot of food, meaning that the norm is that the 60 against the Isur that's absorbed, Mutu Lishtamish Boi L'Chatchila, you're allowed to use it L'Chatchila, meaning without koshering the Kli. Kivan Shal Isur Muat, since the Isur is a small amount, V'ef Shal Lovi L'Dei Nesinas Tam, and it's impossible to come to give taste into the food, since there will always be 60. Ulfichach, therefore, Isur Mashu Shenivla B'Kadeva, an Isur Mashu that gets absorbed into a pot is something that you use for a large quantity, Oibisar Kankanim, or into barrels, usually this means barrels of wine, so again it's a large quantity, Ukiyoitzebhem, or something similar, Mutu Lishtamish by Lachatchila, you can use it Lachatchila, even though there's Isur absorbed in the walls, because there's always 60. Even if the pot is benyoymoi, since it's impossible for the little bit of isur that's absorbed to give taste into the food in the pot. However, if isur gets absorbed in a kli, that the norm is to occasionally use it for a small amount, like a plate or a bowl, a dish, or something similar, you're not allowed to use it, even for a large amount, even if you, when you're using it to 60 against the Isser, it's still Asser. Maybe you'll come to use it for a small amount, and then the Isser will come to give taste. So if it's a kli that's occasionally used for a small amount, it's also to use even for large amounts, even for amount that is 60, because maybe you'll come to use it when there's not 60. That's the Mechaber. So now let's see the Taz, who brings the source and goes to great length to argue on the Mechaber. The Taz says, Im Nivla Isur Muat, going on the words of the Mechaber, that if only a small amount was absorbed and you only use this kli for a large amount, then it's mutter. So the Taz says, HaRajba B'Toy Sabayis HaOch, Lama Din Zeh, the Rajba learns this din, is the source of this din, and these are the words of the Rashba. Midi'isa Perak Ein Ma'amidim, from what it says in Perak Ein Ma'amidim, in the second Perak of Avodah Zorah, Kankanim Shagoy Noisen L'Sorich HaYayin, barrels that the Goyim put in wine, means Yayin Nesach, Yisroel Noisen L'Sorich HaMayim. Gemara says, a Yid may put water into these barrels. Koloima, V'shoyisayisim, you can put water in for drinking. V'yiboy L'Huasim, and the Gemara asks over there, Ma'u L'Sorich L'Sorich Sheikha, are you allowed to put beer into the barrels? Vaskina de Shoei, and the Gemara comes out that it's mutter to put even beer in the barrels. The Kasin and Hasim, the words of the Gemara are as follows. Rabbi Yitzchok Bebei, to Rav Yehuda Shoei, Rav Chia, Lemirme Be Shechwa. Rav Yitzchok, the son of Rav Yehuda, permitted Rav Chia to put beer in the barrels. That's a little bit of a different gear, so it says Ravina permitted Rav Chia Bebei to Rav Yitzchok. So in any case, either Rav Yitzchok or Ravina permitted to put beer into the barrels. Va'azal Rami Bechamer, and the person who it was permitted to, went and put, by mistake, put in wine. Va'fili hochi le'chosh le'milsei, le'eser le'shecher, mishum yayin. Nonetheless, even though it was a mistake that he put wine instead of beer, and wine would be a problem, because yayinesech is also even in a mashu, nonetheless, even though such a mistake happened, Omar ekoi ba'almahu, he said, it's only something that happened by chance, it's not something that we have to be geyser, and asa beer. Therefore, beer is mutter. Okay, so we see that water, both water and beer, may be placed into barrels that were used for yayin nesach. So the Rashba says, V'tayim adohom milsa, the reason that it's mutter, the yayin habalua bakli, the wine that's absorbed into these barrels, dova muatu, is only a small amount. They call shemeshtamshin, bait bitsoinen ain a balua elamuat. Anything used for cold only absorbs a small amount. It's only cold wine being put into the barrels, and only absorbs a small amount, and therefore there'll always be 60 against the small amount of wine that gets absorbed into the barrels. As a side point, you have to discuss exactly why it only absorbs a small amount. According to the Taz, we'll see in Siman Kuf Hei that Kavush in a Kli only answers a Klipa, only gets absorbed a Klipa, so therefore it's a small amount. And according to the Shach, in Siman Kuf Lamed Hei, he says that it's talking about a case where it was not left in the Kli for 24 hours. In any case, the Rashba says, Mekivin Shekain, since it's only a small amount getting absorbed, V'kli zeh mishtamshem boi heter b'shefa, this kli is used for large amounts of heter, e'efshe lovi l'dein noisen tam, it's impossible that the little bit of isur that gets absorbed to give taste into the liquid being used now in the kli. L'fichach afilu l'chatchila mutter, therefore even l'chatchila you can put non-wine liquids into the kli. L'fichach, so we learn from here, from the case of Yayin Nesach, to all other cases, meaning Isur Mashu Shenivla b'soich hagdira, a small amount of isu gets absorbed into a pot, or b'soich hakankanim, or into barrels, or kiyotze b'zeh, something similar, mutar l'shtamash b'hem l'chatchila, you can use them even l'chatchila, even though there's a small amount of isu in the kli. Afilu b'ben yoymein, even if they're ben yoymein. It's within 24 hours of when the isu was absorbed. Since it will never come to give taste. However, if this kli is something that's occasionally used for small amounts, like a bowl, a dish, and something similar, you cannot use it even for large amounts. As a gzera, maybe you'll come to use it for small amounts. And then if it's a small amount, the isur will give taste into the hatter. That's the Rashba. And this last piece we saw are basically the words of the Mechaber. So that now the Taz comes in and asks on the Rashba. He asks, how do we learn from this sugyo that anytime it's a small amount, you can use it for heter? Dilma, perhaps, Shani Hacha, over here, of the case of one Yain Nesach is different. The Mutter Lasses Shem Shashar Mashkin that you're allowed to put other liquids, Mishum, Dehem, Poigman, Beyain. Because the reason you're allowed to put other liquids is because they give a bad taste into wine. So even if there's wine tastes coming out of the barrels, these liquids will give a bad taste into the wine, and then the wine is mutter, because it's nosen tam lefgam. And we know any tastes that are nosen tam lefgam to give a bad taste are mutter. Because the Pirush Rashi, Perkei Mamidim, this is how Rashi explains the sugya over there in Avodah Zarah, the shichur mevatalei l'taima d'chamo, that the beer negates the taste of the wine, meaning it makes the taste of the wine the bad taste. Therefore, it's mutter. Because for a Tosfos Shom, B'Shem Ri, and Tosfos says in the name of the Ri, the Mayim b'chol ha'mashkin mutarim k'mo yishichwa, that all liquids are mutter like beer. That what? That give a bad taste. Therefore, it's mutter. So, the reason over there is that it gives a bad taste. We have no proof to any case of a small amount where it does not give a bad taste. So the Taz says, perhaps we can answer, the Tzavali la'Rashba, that the Rashba holds, the ein ha'mashkin poig min ha'yayin, that other liquids do not give a bad taste into wine. And he argues on Rashi and Tosfos. And this is also how the Prisha says. But we can say that the Rashba holds that they don't give a bad taste. So if they don't give a bad taste, what's the reason it's mutter? It's only because it's a small amount. So we see from the case of the wine that a small amount is mutter. So the Taz says, this is not right. The Rashba atzmei b'Tosfos HaBayis HaOruch, the Rashba himself, and the Tosfos HaBayis, later in Bayis Hei, first in Rebor, it was in Bayis Dalet, where he speaks about Shari Surim, and Bayis Hei, he talks about Yayin Nesach. So over there he says, Kosov Azel Shainai, these are his words, Kol HaKelim Imbolish Tamish Bohem Bisham Mashkin, any kelim that we use for Yayin Nesach, that you want to use for other liquids, Kodim Shehochshivu, before you kashu the kli, Mutter is Mutter, Ubulavad Sheyadiach Tchila Lechlucha Yayin Sheal Pnei HaKelim. As long as you wash off the mamoshos, the dirt of wine that's stuck to the kli. The Tanya, Kankanim, and then he brings the same Gemara that we saw before, that the barrels of the goy can be used for other liquids. Akhanashin, those are the words of the Rashba. V'kan, ein ha-heter mishum da hayayin hu davamot, over here, in the kol kelim, the heter is not because the wine is only a small amount, v'tashmash ha-kli hu b'shefa davka, and you're using it for large quantities, that's not the reason it's mortar. The ha-kol ha-kelim hishver la-heter, because he says all kelim are mortar. Mashma filu katanim. It's mashma that even small kelim are mutter. So the reason is not because it's a large quantity. Elevade da mishum dahem poigim en hayayin havya hetter. The reason it's mutter is because the other liquids give a bad taste to the wine, and therefore it's mutter. So we see that the Rashba agrees that other liquids give a bad taste to the wine. Emken hagut hadra kushra leduchta. So therefore our original question goes back to its place. Minole loimer, how do we know da hatam mishum da habaluha mort? How do we know that the reason that it's mutter in the Gemara is because it's only a small amount? Maybe the only reason it's mutter is because it gives a bad taste into the wine, and therefore we cannot learn from there to any case of a small amount. So then the Taz brings to Ra'ah. That if a small amount is mutter, let the Yid use it even for wine. And don't say that the reason wine is aser is because yayin esach asers in a kol shu. Why can't you say it's aser b'kol shu? Because the Gemara says that the barrels are not aser b'hano. The kol shu ain't aser b'hano, ain't aser b'mashu. Anything that's not aser b'hano is not aser b'mashu. So therefore, why can't you use it for wine as well? Vein zekush ala Rashba. So the Taz says it's not a question on the Rashba. We see from his words in the Torah Sabayis, that filo b'mokam she'ein asur b'hano asur b'mashu. The Torah holds, even in a case where it's not asur b'hano, it's still asur b'mashu. And therefore, wine cannot be used, because wine into wine is asur b'mashu. But if it's mim'be'ein amino, there's no asur mashu, shishim, or like all other yisurim, and therefore, in a case where it's only a small amount, it will be bottle. Okay, that's a side point. Then the Taz brings the Ran. V'havan be'perk en mamidim hevi divi rashba elu. The Ran brings this, these words of the Rashba. She'ken kosev b'shem ha'beinu yoyna v'havayvid. It brings this in the name of the Rabbeinu Yoyna and the Vayvid. V'zeh l'shen, and these are the words of the Ran. Umi u'shaminon, that the Ri says, that we see from our case of the Kankanim, that sh'amayim shal milu v'iwoy mutorim b'shtia, that the water of milu v'iwoy is mutor to drink. What is milu v'iwoy? The din is by Kelim of Yain Nesach, that in order to kasher them, you can fill them up with cold water, leave it in the kli for 24 hours. After 24 hours, pour out the water, then pour in more water, again for 24 hours, and then a third time for 24 hours, and then the kli could be used, it's kashered. So you fill it up and pour it out, milui v'ivoy, three 24-hour periods, and then it's mutter. So the Ri says that the water that was used for milui v'ivoy, you can use for drinking. V'ikshav v'ashba. And the Rashba asks, Imkain Matsinu Shemavatlan Isra Lachatchila. It comes out that if you're going to use the water for drinking, you're being Mavatl Isra Lachatchila. Shavei Noisnin Mayim Oishecha Bekli Ze. Kadei Lavatl Tama Yain Vahamayim Vakelim Mutorim. You're putting the water in order to Mavatl the taste of the wine, and then the water is mutter, and the kelim are mutter. So if the water is mutter to drink, it's coming out that you're being Mavatl the Klios of wine in the Kli into the water. Betiritz Lehavi. And the Ri answers, Shablios hayayin eino ela mashu. The blios of the wine are only a small amount. V'kivan shi'i efshu lovi l'dein nais and tam. And since it's impossible to come to give taste, mevatlan oisel lechatrila. You're allowed to be mevatlan lechatrila. So then the Ri says, Umikan rai ala mashu tiro ksas rabonet tzorfas. And from here is a proof to the rabonet from France, that matred kli eitz shenishtamish bo yayin nesach, that matred a wooden kli that was used for yayin nesach, shetzorach iroi, that needs iroi, the klipa, ba'alma. As I said, that if all of became also is with through iroi, it's enough to remove a klipa in order to matter the kli. Kadin kol iso mashu, the sagale b'klipa. Like any other iso that only gets absorbed a drop, that a klipa is enough. So we see that over here, that the Ri is answering, that the reason it's mutum to mavatl iso l'chatchila is because it's only aso b'mashu, so it means it only gets absorbed into a klipa of the kli. So, by wooden kli, you don't have to do iroi, you're good, could scrape off a klipa of the kli, and then it'll be mutter. Because it's only a samashu, and a samashu is only a goes only a klipa. A klipa is enough to remove iser of any kli that's also a mashu. Chen kasev a ravid. That's also how the ravid writes the mihad shamina. And from here we see the mevatel iser mashu lechatchila, that you can mevatel iser mashu lechatchila. Afilu b'shar isurim, and even by other isurim, kugon chelav adam, like chelav adam shenafal kadeu, that falls into a pot and it's only a small amount and it's mutter. V'davka kashe isin shenafal sham hu mashu. That's only if the issue is such a small amount, she efshe love a day, nice and tamed. It's impossible for it to come to taste. Or it falls into a kli that's only used for large quantities. So we see the Ri and the Ravid are going like the Rashba, and therefore they hold that a klipa can be done to the kli. So the Ran says, Veini roye ledinim raya mekana. I don't see a proof from here. The fisha hechshe shall milu v'iroi, because this hechshe of milu v'iroi, of putting water in it and then pouring it out, it's not to extract all the blios of wine from the kli. We don't find in any case that cold pulls out of a kli. This can be explained in one of two ways. Either he holds that even by kavush for 24 hours it won't take out of a kli, or he means that even if kavush will take out from a kli, but it won't take out all the blios from the kli. But in any case, he's saying that the reason it's mutter here is not because the blios are being removed from the kli. The reason is because the water gives a bad taste to the wine absorbed in the kli, and it negates the taste, and therefore it's mutter. And not that it gets mixed up into the heter. But from here we see that it seems that according to the Ran, that kavush doesn't take out at all from a kli. So the Ran continues, Ela harehu ke'ilu soifin oisim b'makoimon, rather it's like it's burnt in its place, similar to libun. Libun also does not remove the blios. Libun burns the blios in its place. So here as well, similarly, he's saying that milu v'iroi does the same, that it makes the blios, doesn't burn it up, but it makes the blios into bad tasting, and therefore it's not some time of gum. and won't answer. Then he says, "Va'oid shafilu toimar shehin mutzina." So even if we say that the blios, that the water in the kli does take out the blios, u'ma'arven oisa ima heter, and it mixes them up in the heter, loy neser levatel iser lechatchila, ela lemishne skaven levatloy kadei lohanes mimenu. It's only aser if you intentionally were mevatel the iser, like we saw before when we learned in mevatel iser lechatchila. Avul meskaven lahachshur kli, but if your intention is to kasher the kli, ve'ein anan amay iser, and you don't get any hana from the iser, show it's mutter. So the reason over there is, the Ran is saying, is not because it's only a small amount. The reason over there it's that it's mutter to put the water into the kli is either because it doesn't extract the blios from the kli, it makes the blios into nusin tam levgam, or because it does take out the blios from the kli, but the reason it's mutter over here is because it's not me'en meskavin to be mevatel. So therefore there's no proof that it's only a mashu of blios, or she asked for a klipa, and therefore there's no proof that a klipa will be enough. According to the Ran, since there's no proof that it's only a small amount of blios, so there may be a large amount of blios in the kli, and therefore to do klipa would not help, according to the Ran. At Kan Lashani, that's the Ran. Okay, so just to sum up so far we had the Rashba, who holds that there's only a little bit of blios in the kli. Then the Taz had the Kasha, what's the way from the Gemara? And now we have the Ran that argues on the Rashba and holds that there's no proof that it's only a small amount of blios, it could be a large amount of blios, and therefore Klippa doesn't help. So now the Taz says, V'hine mizen nimshech li kushya la Torah. From this I have a Kasha question on the Torah. Shekasa v'simen kufchav beis. Now divir Rashba, the Torah writes on the words of the Rashba, V'eini nira lahater. I disagree to matter, to use the klee for a small amount. Mikal v'choymer. From a kal v'choymer. Da afilo kadeva she'ena bas yoyma shimuteres. Even a klee that's ena bas yoyma, that's more than 24 hours past, from the time it absorbs iser, that's mutter if it's used. Asura mishum gzera. You're not allowed to use it lechatchila because of a gzera atu bas yoyma. Maybe you'll come to use a klee that was within 24 hours. Kol shekem bo iser klee atzmoy, certainly in the klee itself, even though it's not the norm to use it for a small amount, we should make a gzera that maybe you will come to use it for a small amount. As even if it's a big pot, and there's a little bit of blios in the bottom of the pot, so maybe you'll use it to fry an egg or something. Even though it's not the norm to use a pot, you usually use a frying pan, but maybe someone will come to use it for a small amount, and then it will ask for the food. So just like we make a gzera from a pot that's in a banyomo to a pot that is banyomo, we should make a gzera in the same pot that maybe if I let you use it for a large amount, I might come to use it for a small amount, even though that's not the norm. So therefore, he argues on the Rashba and says that it's also to use the kli, even if it only absorbed a small amount. Ad kan lashani, that's the Torah. So the Taz says, kiven shehu choylek al Rashba, since the Torah argues on the Rashba, memela svira lekaran, so we see he holds like the Ran, the ain kan is a mashu lechud. It's not only a tiny bit. In other words, if it's only a mashu, it's only a tiny drop, then it'll always be 60, even if you use it for a small amount. So since we see he's geizer for that he uses it for a small amount, it seems that he holds that it doesn't only absorb a mashu. Memela lesagul kli shall goya klipa. So according to this, it shouldn't help to do klipa on a kli of yayin esach. Amai hevi b'simen kuflamet hei. So why is he bringing simen kuflamet hei? Divri ha rashba lesagul b'klipa. The words of the Rashba that klipa helps. These two things are a contradiction. If I hold that it was enough to remove the klipa, to amata the kli, memela lehavi raki, it's a mashu. So it comes that you hold it's only a tiny bit in the kli. So you shouldn't argue on the Rashba that permits a kli that's used for large amounts that absorbs an isa mashu. In other words, at this point, the Taz is understanding that when the Rashba permits a kli that's used for large amounts, that means no matter what a cloak on the kli, there'll always be 60 against the mashu. And since he argues on the Rashba, so he should hold that a klipa should not be enough. So the Taz says, "Vanirin alaniyas daiti l'taretz hakolan al nochin." Seems to my humble opinion to answer everything correctly. Also, what the Beis Yosef asks on the Torah, that the Torah has no question on the Rashba. We're forced to say the only reason he permits it is because it's not unusual to use a large kli for a small amount. How can you compare that to the case of ena binyomo ata binyomo? Because that's a normal case, to cook both on a binyomo and a binyomo. So therefore, there's a gzera, one to the other. But over here, it's not usual to use a large pot for small amounts. So therefore, there's no reason to make a gzera. That's the question of the Beis Yosef on the Torah. Ad kan lashani, that's the words of the Beis Yosef. Uvavadei roi letaretz divrei Torah, mekushya shel Beis Yosef b'zeh. We can answer the question of the Besiyas of on the Torah with this. Why does he compare the two? Why does he compare the case of the Rashi with the case of Binyomo Ata'ina Binyomo? And the explanation is in front of us if you start to look into it. So just to sum up what he's going to answer, first we have the question on the Rashba. How does he know from our sugya that a small amount is mutter? If the case of Kankanim is talking about where the other liquids give a bad taste to the wine, then we have the question on the Tor, that if he holds like the Ran, that a klipa is enough, why does he argue on the Rashba? And then we have the third question of the Beis Yosef on the Tor, that there's a difference between a gzeira ben yomo to ena ben yomo, and our case of cooking a large amount to cooking a small amount. So the Taz says as follows: Kay nearly the shitas of Rashba sheyesh lefaneinu shnei kushis. It seems to me that the opinion of the Rashba is that there's two questions in the sugya of kankanim. Ha'echad, the first question is la mahitiru loses shar mashkin b'kankanim shel goy. How's it mutter to put other liquids into the bowels of the goyim? B'zeh yesh l'taretz. This question you can answer. We can answer that they give a bad taste into the wine. Ela de kosher kosher acheres. But then you have another question. Ho alkol ponim. Nonetheless, ein mevatlan isur lechatchila. That's also to mevatl isur lechatchila. Ubahach she'ata ma'arav ha'isur beheter. And this that we're combining the isur together with the heter. Upoigman. You're making it taste bad. Ata mevatl isur. You're being mevatl the isur. And this is included in Mevatel Isur Lechatchila. So therefore he answers that the reason it's mutter over here is because it's only a small amount, and it's impossible to come to give taste. Therefore it's mutter to mevatel it. And since we have to come on to the teretz that it's only a small amount, otherwise it would be en mevatel isur lechatchila. The Rashba and his Rabbeim hold, like we saw the Rabbein Yoyin and the Ri, that we don't need the first answer, that the shar mashkim is pegim the wine, even if it's not, doesn't give a bad taste, mutter. Like for example, chaylev and dam, it's mutter b'zeh, given she afshe lovi l'day nois and tam, since it's impossible to give taste, given she kli gadol, since it's a big kli. And now that we have to come on to the teretz, as there's only a small amount in the kli, and that's why there's no issur of ein mevatel issur lechatchila. So therefore, we don't need the reason of that it's poigim. Ela imhu bekli katan. But if we're dealing with a small kli, in a kli where if you cook a small amount, it won't be 60. The yesh ligzor shema yishtamish behetem mu'at. Then in such a kli, there's a gzeira. Maybe I'll use it for a small amount. Bezem mahani teretz de poigim. In such a case of a small kli, it helps if the issur is poigim. Will become pagam. That if it will become pagam, there's no gzeira, maybe I'll use it for a small amount, as we'll see soon. V'alkein kosev ha-Rashba, therefore the Rashba writes, kol ha-kelem shenosan goy l'serchan yayin, any kli that the goy used for wine, mutorim v'shar mashkin, can be used for other liquids. Dahinu afilo katanim, meaning even small kelem, can be used for other liquids, mitam shehem poigman, since the other liquids are poigam the wine, meaning that you can use them if it'll be 60 against the wine. Misham en sheikh ligzor, mishum shema yishtamish b'muat, v'yivatel isur lechatchila, and if you're using a small kli, and there is 60 against the blios, there's no gzera maybe, I'll use it with less than 60 against the blios, and in such a case, even though it'll be mutter because it's poigam, but there'll be an isser of ein mevatel isser lechatchila, because less than 60, even if it's poigim, as we saw, there's an isser of ein mevatel isser lechatchila. So the Tanz explains the Rashba, the enchum gzera mitzad isser zeh, the ein mevatel. There's no gzera to have a case where there's no ein mevatel, where there's more than 60, and in such a case there's no isser of ein mevatel. There's no gzera, maybe I'll come to use it in a case where it will be mevatel isser lechatchila. We don't find such a gzera. El gzera hi, mishum shema yovei l'dei isser shel nes tam. The only gzera we find is to use a kli. Maybe I'll use it where it will give taste, like the standard gzeira of ena ben yomo to ben yomo. Maybe if I'll use it if it's ena ben yomo, even though now the taste is poigam, I might come to use it when it's ben yomo and it'll give a good taste. So that's the only gzeira. I can't use it when it gives a bad taste. Maybe I'll come to use it when it gives a good taste. But in our case, even if I use it for a small amount, it will still give a bad taste, because all liquids give a bad taste to the wine. So therefore, if there is 60, I can use it, and there's no gzeira, maybe I'll come to use it if there's less than 60. Ubezeh mahani teretz to poigam. And in such a case, the answer of Pagam helps, that what, that I can use it if the 60 against the Isser. Therefore, the Rashba says on the Sugya, of kankanim, v'taima d'ham milsu, the yayin ha'balua b'kli hu dava mot. The reason that it's mutter to put other liquids into the kli that was used for wine is because the wine is only a small amount. V'sayim b'zeh, and he says, l'fichach mutter afil l'chatchila, and therefore it's mutter even l'chatchila to put it in the kli. Kavanas b'zeh, so what does he mean? The li'inyan tam ha'heter, because regarding the heter of using the kankanim, ha'yulanu efshe loymer mitam she'im poigmin. We could possibly say that the reason it's mutter is because the other liquids give a bad taste into the wine. That's why it's mutter. Eladim kain hoyak uponim asur lechatchila. But if that was the reason, then it would be asur to use a lechatchila if it's not 60. Kivin shtein mevatel isur lechatchila. Since you're not allowed to be mevatel isur lechatchila, al kain ani mefarash hatam. Therefore, the Rashba explains the reason that ena ela isur mut, that the reason it's mutter to use for other liquids is because it's only there's only a small amount of blios in the kli. Therefore, it's mutter, even lechatchila, by a big kli, because since it's only a small amount of blios, there's no issur of ein mevatel isur lechatchila. So we're coming out that the Rashba is learning from the sugya that since there's a problem of ein mevatel isur lechatchila, that any time there's a large amount, there's no issur of ein mevatel isur lechatchila. But in a case where I might come to use the kli for a small amount, in such a case it's asur to use it even for a large amount, but if it will be pogam, then to use it for a large amount is mutter. So therefore, yayin esek, its pogam, is mutter to use if there's 60 against the iser, even though it's a kli that's sometimes used for small amounts. But by regular isurim, you can only use the kli for large amounts by a large kli that's not used for small amounts. So the task continues. So the Torah comes and asks on the Rashba. That's certainly on the question of Ein Mevatlin, that how can Mevatlin Yisrael Lechatchila Yofa Marta, the Rashba said correctly, Kivan Sheha Kli Godel, that since it's a big Kli, the Bezeh Ein Shayach Shum Gzeira. In such a Kli, there's no Gzeira. Since the Ein Esach is Poigim, the Shar Mashkim, so therefore there's no Gzeira, maybe I'll use it with a small amount. Ela Da'ata Bola Taritz. But what does the Rashba want to say? That this answer, that it's a large kli, also helps to matter the kli. So this would help to matter us to use a large kli even for chelav and dam. Comes the Torah and says, no, that's not correct. Since we have no proof for the Gemara for things that are not poigim, the Gemara, I read Midover Shapoigim, because the Gemara is talking about things that are poigim. Yainesach and Tisham Mashkim. Minolach Aloymar, Ba'ena Poigim, to Mahani Kli Gadol. So the Torah asks on the Rashba, how do you know that we can permit something that's not poigim in a large Kli? Dilmahasam Gazrinim Gamkein Mishum Heter Muat. Because the Gazrinim Bigdeir Shein Abas Yema. Maybe by Shavisum, where it's not poigim, we do make a Gzeira for a large Kli. Maybe I'll come to use it for a small amount. Just like we make a gzera of an ena basyomo to basyomo. Ba'af agav sheish al chalak ben gzeris elu mitzad matzui. And even though we can differentiate between the two gzeris, that ba'ena benyomo it's matzui, it's common to use it for benyomo, so it's a valid gzera. Commercial concept of Yosef, like to be Sisif writes, but it's here it's unusual to use a large kli for a small amount. So even though we can make such a differentiation, mikol mokim kashim minolon l'chalak. How do you know to make such a differentiation? If we saw it from the Gemara, so we'd say you have to make a differentiation why we make a gzeru here and we don't make a gzeru there. But now that it doesn't say in the Gemara that by things other than Yayin Esach it's mutter, so we could say that just like we make a gzeru of Benyomo at Einu Basyomo, which is one kli to a different kli, so it's a little bit of a far gzeira. So we hear it also, it's a far gzeira, but we don't see otherwise. So how do you know you can make a differentiation? Maybe we make a gzeira over here as well as over there. Nimsa, levize. So it comes according to this. Gam ha-tur svirulei ha-tirut shel Rashba. The Torah also agrees to the answer of the Rashba. The mahani kli gadol le'inyon she'en mevatlan isa l'chatchila. That to use a big kli helps to answer the question of en mevatlan isa l'chatchila. Kivin de'enoi ela mashu, since it's only a small amount. But that's only by something that gives a bad taste. But by things that don't give a bad taste, by chilev and dam, by other isurim that are absorbed in the kli, that won't give a bad taste of the things cooked now. It won't help. There's no heter. Given the ikal kaponim lemigzer, since it's possible they made a gzera, a large amount, maybe I'll use it for a small amount. Therefore, the Torah wrote correctly in siman kuf lamed hey, the mahani klipa, that klipa helps. Given she'ena ela mashu, since it's only a small amount. Klipa al kaponim beina the shama yishtamish b'muat. And you need a klipa because maybe I'll use it for a small amount. The hashom koyah yayin b'yayin. The ena poigim over there that's going on using it for wine, which is not poigim. So therefore, you have to take off a klipa in order to use it. So what the Taz is saying is that according to the Torah agrees that from the Gemara we see that it's a small amount. Because otherwise you'd have the problem of in mabatal nitzel lachatchila. And therefore, since it's a small amount, therefore klipa would help. But nonetheless, we still cannot use this hatter for other isurim that are not poigim. Because maybe there's a gzera, a large amount unto a small amount, just like there's a gzera of ena ben yomo unto bas yomo. So the Taz says, v'kivin sha'atur b'havan choylkim ala rajba, since the Torah and the Ran disagree with the Rajba, behem baswai, and they're later rishonim, royu lahachmer kamoisim. It's proper to be machmer like the Ran and the Torah, to lay mahani kli gadol ela b'makam shu poigim, that it only helps to use a large kli in a place where the iser will give a bad taste. The Bezet Shavin,
Hatova Haran.
Because in such a case, what gives a bad taste, the Torah and the Ran agree to the Rajba. Torah agrees to the Rajba, and the Ran also holds that a klipa is not enough, but he holds you can use it for sham mashkin, where it's poigim, because either it doesn't come out, the cold won't take out from the kli, or because it's not meskaben, therefore it's a mutter. Gam Ramban sabalei kavan, the Ramban also agrees to the Ran. The ain klipa materas, he agrees to the Ran that a klipa is not enough. Elish toras abayis ha'aruch, kosa v'alav, the Rashi b'raitan, on the Ramban, v'shol devreim shemin lahakal, and by things that are drabonon, we can hear to be makel. V'zein shayach kan, the inyan iser Torah, this does not apply to iser v'deraisa, g'goin chayla b'dam, l'chayla v'ndam, she'ein sham p'gam, where there's no pagam. The gam bezeh, hitu ha-vashba, v'ra-baisav, that this, the Rashba and his Rabbein permitted, the Rabbein Yoyna, or the Ramban, v'ra-ban, v'ha-torah, asr bezeh. But according to the Ran, Ramban, and the Torah, it's asr. V'shayim lehem, and therefore we have to listen to the Ramban, Ran, and Torah, kivan shushol Torah, since it is midar v'isa. Therefore, right, it's a midar v'isa, we follow the Ramban, the Ran, and the Torah, that it's asr to use the kli for other isurim, even for large amounts. U'ba'emes svar sa tor shetzachanu hi nechoyin ha-mo'id. And the truth, the reasoning of the Torah that we mentioned is absolutely correct. The aim in the Gemara shum raya lahater afilu b'kli gadol b'isur shein ha-poigim, because we have no proof from the Gemara to permit to use a large kli in an isur that's not poigim. The Gemara le mahani kli gadol en le'inyan poigim. From the Gemara we only see that you can use a large kli if it's poigim. And the reason it has to be a large kli is so that it should not be mevatel nisal chatchila. So therefore we have no proof from the Gemara to matter. So the Taz says v'chikamil on lechuma, therefore we call it chuma. The lay mahani kli gadol, that you to use a large kli doesn't help, but makom she'ena poigim, in a place where the iser, the blios do not give a bad taste. Ramban v'ran v'tor, like the Ramban ran a tor, v'ra'ob v'berek abayis v'chaim pirish my v'chaim izal. It's also my revered father-in-law the Bach says, obal halavush, and the opinion of the halavush. So that's the Taz. The Taz, in very short, is saying that the only time we can use a large kli as a small amount of iser is only if the iser will be pogam the food that's in being used in the kli. Now, regarding using a kli after when it's in a binyomo and there's a large amount, so now the blios will give a bad taste. So you have pogam and mishtamshim b'shefa. So what's the din? They're bought in the shefa from the prima garim. In such a case, is aser, since originally it gave a good taste, even though now after 24 hours it gives a bad taste. It's also the opinion of the Yehuda. But there are others that argue. Look in the Pesachet Shuvah and Simen Samachtes, Sifkan Lamadches. He brings from the Pre-Tvua that the Taz would hold with such a case as Mutter. And this is also the opinion of the Yad Avram and the Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkan Memtes. So it's a Machlekes Lamaisa. And depending on the situations, there might be what to rely on.